Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2x the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Do you have something that... Boy, mom and dad just, I don't care how long it's been, they still can't know. Just can't know. Too late. Doesn't matter how cool the relationship becomes, where you sit around the campfire with mom and dad, and they tell you stories, and you tell stories, and you go, hey, remember that time, and you give some background. There's still some.
Yeah, there's some. Some things that you go, well, that's going to get me kicked out of the will if they find out.
Mm-hmm. About it. Or you just don't want to see them.
Get upset.
Be sad.
Yeah.
Oof. Let's see. One thing my mom can never know about is the first time that I received a face party from someone was in her car. At one point, I joked about having sex in her car, and her immediate reaction was to threaten me with lifetime grounding.
How old were you?
Lifetime grounding.
Well, I think he probably insinuated, like, maybe I'll have sex in the car. And then she said that. And then he eventually got the face party in the car. And now he's much older. And gotcha. She still can't know because it was so offensive. The mere idea of someone doing it in your car. Yeah. Steve, is that weird to think about? Like one of your kids asking to take the Comanche out?
I mean, that'd be a terrible, I mean, honestly, it'd be a terrible
beer.
Choice.
Is it weird for you to imagine one of your kids asking to take the Mustang out?
Yeah, I would never let him. Is that what you mean? Yes, it is weird.
Yeah, I mean, because that's mostly because that's a terrible choice of a vehicle to have sex in. It's too cramped.
Yeah.
Definitely take the excursion.
Yeah. Bad thing.
Don't let the
mattress
borrow
in there.
The excursion.
Nope. Let's see. Ooh, this one. This would hurt. My parents can never know that when I was 16, I was always saying I was going to my friend's house for the weekend. But in fact, I was driving 4 hours south to my older sister's college where I would have sex and party with college kids all weekend long until school on Monday.
Sweet.
That's cool. That's fun.
That's cool.
Yeah.
My dad's listening right now. I just thought of one, but I can't say it. Makes me I'll say it on segment 17, but he listens to that too.
Major, turn the radio off just for 1 second.
I'll say it. He doesn't know about this, but I'll say it.
Let's get him on the phone and then say it.
Yes.
Do you actually tell him?
Please, he's on beach vacation right now.
Give us the number. But I will say this. In the summertime, we would go and stay with my grandma Cheese, and this was my sophomore year of college, and my grandma Cheese told me that I could go stay the night with my girlfriend. But I had lied, and it wasn't my girlfriend. It was this guy, Matt. And his parents were out of town for the weekend, and he took me to a party, Matt. And we stayed at his parents' house. And when I got dropped off the next day, my grandma Cheese wasn't paying attention, so she didn't see that it was a guy who dropped me off. Mm-hmm. I was like, just drop me off like a block up, and I'll walk down.
Who's walk that guy?
Yeah. Oh, that's just Susan's brother.
My brothers would have been pissed, too, because he's really good friends with my brothers, and they were...
spicy. It's getting better.
It was bad. It was real bad. Yeah. I was like, we can't do that again. But we're going to just can't tell anybody.
Yeah. We got to do it again because I can't have a one night stand.
Yeah.
You know my rules. I do it twice.
This one, what my parents can never know is that me and my brothers took a bunch of 22 caliber bullets, stuck straws at the end of them, and taped marbles with a hammer. What? And hit them and throw them in the air and let them fall back down and let them pop. I don't know what that means. Pop in slowdown. I think someone wrote that and then translated it
sounds
to
like a U-text.
I think somebody wrote it after they were playing with bullets and things went bad.
I throw bullets and slow down, up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Sorry about the head injury.
This one, I was in a horrific car accident my junior year of high school. The doctor asked my mom if I drank, smoked, or was sexually active, and my mom said no. He's a good boy, and my best friend was sitting next to her, and she turned to him, and he caved like a house of cards.
Brutal.
He doesn't do it all.
He does all of them.
He does all of them. I don't know if he's going to make it, and this might be medically pertinent.
He wakes up, and he's like, dude, I told your mom everything. What?
What?
My buddy's girlfriend's car had the same as mine, and hers broke down, and mine wasn't legal. So he took her plates and used my car to bring the other buddy home. Did a gas and go to the, and the clerk chased us down the highway, made it home and put the plates back on her car right before the cops got there, and nothing ever happened after that. So you basically framed someone.
Yeah. Nice.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Good job.
Wow. 1-800-947-3979. This text. Now, hearing this, people that had a babysitter when they were 13 that took their virginity, now I know my parents weren't just cheap. They ruined my life. I never had a babysitter past 10. Someone could have showed me the ropes if they'd have kept going.
Yeah. This text, I was in the Air Force for 8 years and failed a drug test, but told them my enlistment was coming to an end and didn't want to reenlist.
Oof. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one, my parents can never know. When they were out of town, my older sister had friends over, and they made brownies. Special brownies with pot. I was 9 at the time. I wasn't aware that the brownies were special, and I ate 2.
Oh, no. As a 9-year-old? Oh, geez.
I blacked out and had no memory of anything until my sister brought it up years later.
Dang.
Wow.
My parents went on vacation without me. Well, little do they know, I got back at them by effing on their bed with my girlfriend.
Oh, God.
The whole idea of that never appealed to
no,
me.
Why no, why would you do that? You've got your own.
Yeah.
Use that one no, or the right? downstairs couch or something. Yeah, like, yeah. Don't use your parents'
what is
bed.
The weird desire to have I sex where your parents had
I
sex?
I don't know.
Maitland, you're always talking about that.
I do not
that.
Have that desire.
Oh, she's busy. She's not always talking about that, by the way.
No.
Oh, boy. That's a great point. I also never had that desire, but it does seem like that. Because we're about one out of every four texts is something like that, including one guy who had sex with his girlfriend while his parents were gone. And she was too drunk. Then she peed in his parents' bed. And he had to try to work all day to figure out how to get urine out of the mattress before they came home.
Oh, my God. Come on. Yuck.
1-800-947-3979. Ooh, this is a great one. Holy cow. Bob in Shreveport dropping a family truth bomb. I have a secret I've kept for years. I'm the youngest of 3. My brother is 4 years older than me, and my sister is 2 years older. During a family vacation, my brother brought his girlfriend. And at one point, I happened to catch her and my sister making out.
Whoa.
Big with tongues.
Oh.
They made me swear to keep the secret. My brother and that girl got married. My sister also got married. It's been 30 years. Holy crap.
Dang.
With tongue. Oh, boy, that's serious.
Big tongue.
That would have been, I can't imagine that. Especially young. You just didn't, like, when I was young enough that I would have caught one of my brother's girlfriends making out with one of my sisters, I would have had no concept. It just wasn't talked about. Like, you know, I'd have been like, what are they doing? Are they practicing? I wouldn't have known. You know what I mean? Man. That would have been like 6 or 7. What are they doing? I look like they're wrestling.
Wrestling with their tongues.
Yeah.
Tongue wrestling. I like wrestling.
Jason in West Michigan joins us. Hello, Jason. What can your parents never know?
Oh, hey. So, first off, have you guys ever watched The X-Files?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so Gillian Anderson, who played Scully on that show, when she was living in Grand Rapids, she was my babysitter.
Okay. Really?
I have pictures and everything.
Yep.
Wow, that's awesome.
So she's watching me one night, and she's probably about 14, and I'm much younger than that.
Yeah.
She wants to go get pizza, and my parents left their spare car, obviously, and it was one of my mom's rules, don't ever touch this car, no matter even if you inherit it.
I mean, that makes sense, because you're young enough to have a babysitter. I think don't touch the car almost goes without saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that was a lifelong thing. I mean, I own the car now, and I'm still weary of touching it.
Okay.
She passed away 20 years ago.
Okay.
So she decided that it would be a fantastic idea, since the keys were there, to take this car when she's about 13, 14 years old, to go and drive and get us pizza.
Okay, and so she's the one left in charge. Okay, great.
Yeah, now she's making millions of dollars in Hollywood, and I'm pretty sure it's because of that incident.
That's what gave her the confidence. Yeah, she learned to pretend publicly. Excellent. Thank you, Jason.
Wow.
I was a little worried he was going to be like, yeah, I totally banged her. And I'm like, oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is weird.
Now we're going to have some sort of weird lawsuit or to testify. I don't know how it goes.
I was very excited about that. That's pretty juicy gossip.
Yeah, that's right up your alley, Hot Wings.
Yeah, I mean, a Hollywood A-lister, you know, you go, all right, cool. Good story.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2x the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. By American players, for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.